Hello.
Hey John, it's Forrest. How are you doing today?
All right.
Hey man, you spoke with my assistant Sid about an hour or so ago, and he told me to reach out to you and talk to you and continue our conversation about your Warren Street property. I call you at a bad time.
Not really.
Okay. All right. So Sid was telling me that you needed to, you wanted to sell, but you have to find a place to live before you finish the sale on this one. Is that fair to say that that's still the same situation?
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been looking for a new place?
No.
Okay. All right. Has your situation gotten to a point where everything's more manageable now? Would you say that you're in a better condition now than you were a couple of months ago?
No, it's never going to get any better. I'm on fucking disability, all right? And I'm tired of telling the story to 73 people.
Well, why haven't you just chosen to go with somebody now and get the process moving forward by now instead of talking to everyone?
What?
Why haven't you just got made the decision to move forward earlier than now?
Because I don't have a fucking driver's license, no computer, and no phone skills. And I don't want to go live in a fucking ghetto in a goddamn around a bunch of fucking crackheads. That's why.
Okay, I mean, it sounds to me like you're capable of staying where you're at. Why would you sell?
The whole point of getting disability was to give up my fucking house and get in a place based on income in a decent neighborhood. Yeah, you got money to fix the heater, the roof, and everything else, and the sewer line. No, I don't, okay? I'm on fucking a fixed income. You understand what that means?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that means that when the shit's going up and my check's not, okay? I'm on food stamps and fucking Meals on Wheels. Yeah. And I'm tired of being vulnerable and people blowing smoke up my ass. Sure, we'll help you. Yeah, sure you will. Then I'll have to sign the papers and I'm out in the fucking street.
Well, I certainly don't want that. So, my question is, I want to kind of understand the situation just a little bit more. If now's not a good time, I get it, but
I just got to explain the situation to you. What else do you want to know?
you said you're placed on disability and you were going to get like a payment-based house. Can you tell me what that's about?
You have no idea what I'm talking about. It's called fucking income housing.
Income housing. Okay. And so, where are they looking? I mean, is only.
Nobody's looking and helping me anymore, and I'm falling on my face, and there's no need to explain this to you, okay? You can give me $500,000 for this house. I have nowhere to go.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a solution to me. So what if you were to sell your house for the price that you wanted, and then get that taken care of and move somewhere else, how much would it take to pay off your current mortgage?
What I owe on my mortgage has got nothing to do with how much you're going to fucking pay me.
Well, it has to do with whether or not we can make a deal work or not. You're right, it has nothing to do with the value of your house. I completely agree with you, but like, what I'm asking is, you obviously need money. You said you're on a fixed income with disability. You obviously need money to move to the next place. So it would be, excuse me, John. It would be, not worth, our time to, try to make a solution and it doesn't give you the money that you need. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Say that again.
I'm just trying to make sure that, if we craft a solution, let's just say that we use your figure of $500,000. Let's say that you got 500 grand for your house, but you owed $550,000. That doesn't sound like a solution.
I owe less. I have a finance and a real estate degree, okay? I'm not a fucking idiot.
I didn't say you were.
Let me call you back. I'm getting a call. I'll call you in a minute.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.